singing stopped, and it was time to start the raid. Scrunch led the whole village in a howl. Then those of us who were going on the raid lined up in single file. Missy came over to tell me goodbye.
Hunk have good fight. Bring back fat chicken. Prove to everybody that he good coyote.
Thanks, Missy. I'll do my best.
Then we marry, have 7, 8 little pup.
7 or 8? She gave a yip and a howl.
Maybe 9, 10, oh boy!
She nuzzled me under the chin, stepped back, and gave me a smile. Gee, she had a pretty face, but you know what? She smiled. I saw her mother's face and remembered that aged mutt. It darn near ruined the occasion for me. Scrunch came down the line, checking things out and giving orders to the men. When he came to me, he gave me a hard look.
Better not make mistake. Scrunch, watch close.
You do that, Scrunch. You might even learn something. He gave me a sneer and went back to the front. With the rest of the village cheering, we marched down the canyon ramp in a trot. Once we left the village, Scrunch passed the order for silence. Down in the valley, we got on a cow trail and followed it south towards the creek. I couldn't help wondering where Drover was and what he was doing right now. Had he heard the singing? Did he run to the machine shed, or was he out on patrol? I hoped, for his sake, that he was in the backest corner of the machine shed, because those coyotes were in a dangerous mood. As we slipped along through the night, I started putting a few things together. It's pretty clear by this time that Scrunch was the one who had been responsible for the chicken murders. He'd been slipping down there by himself and killing one or two a night, and now he decided to launch a full-scale invasion and share the spoils of war with the rest of the coyotes. Funny, I'd solved the case. Only now I was working for the other side. Life sure does play tricks on a guy. Makes it awful hard to plan for the future. Growing up, I never would have dreamed that I'd end up a chicken killer. I was kind of glad Ma wasn't around to see it. About 200 yards north of the ranch, Scrunch called a halt and gave the final orders for the attack. He told Rip and Snort to circle around and come in from the south, and sent another couple of guys over to the west. He hadn't given me any orders, and that was good. I figured I could lay low, stay out of the way, and show up when all the dust cleared.
You!
Huh?
You go with Scrunch. We get little white dog. Find out how bad you want sister.
Well, surely I don't deserve such an honor.
Not talk, only fight.